And we're back with our next guest. You're listening to The Daily Show at Mind Body Radio. And from the state of Florida, we have Lisa Tetro on the line. And she is a mental health counselor. We're going to talk a little about her practice today. And, well, let's say hello. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to hear from you. And you are online. I see you have a website, themindfultherapysolution.com. Is that right? Okay, beautiful. And what about social media? Are you active at all on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
All of the above.
Okay, very good. So a few resources there so our listeners can take a look. Now, Lisa, why don't you kick things off? Tell us about yourself and, well, your practice and what it is you're up to nowadays.
Well, I'm originally from Boston, and now I've been in Florida for many years. Love it here so much. I'm kind of a late bloomer. I went back to college in my 40s and finished my bachelor's, got my master's. It was kind of a fluke that I even got my master's. I went with a friend to an open house sort of event because she wanted to get her master's, and she decided not to, and I did. And so, yeah, I came to counseling later in life. All my life, people said, oh, you should be a therapist. You have that friendly face. Everybody wants to tell you everything. And I said, yeah, that's true. So I'm in the perfect career. I love what I do. I don't feel like I'm going to work or I have a job or I can't wait to retire. It's a labor of love.
Great, absolutely. Now, I see you you incorporate some of the more, I guess what you would call alternative modalities in your practice. It's not just a straight kind of talk therapy.
Well, it is talk therapy, and we all kind of use what's called cognitive behavioral therapy, and cognitive therapy just means changing the way you think, and behavioral therapy just means changing the way you behave. But I come from a different angle with people that want to go down this mindful route. And I help people to be more mindful and be here now and be present and focus on what's positive. And, you know, some people think that mindfulness and positive psychology means, like a Pollyanna-ish kind of way of thinking where you just ignore what isn't going well and stay with your head in the sand, so to speak. And that's not true at all. You still have to address the things that you don't like and you don't want, and take care of business, so to speak, but you don't need to dwell on it. And I think a lot of us tend to go down that slippery slope once we grab onto something that we don't like, we don't want, and we're worried about. We just keep going and ruminating, and it's hard to get back out of it. And so I teach my clients that when they notice that they're going down that slippery slope, as I call it, I teach them coping strategies to come back to the present and be mindful and don't forget all the good things. And I also teach them, there's a language in what we call law of attraction, and I don't know if you're that familiar with it, Chris, but they have a vocabulary where they use the word contrast with things that you don't like and you don't want.
Right.
And contrast needs to happen so that you can figure out what you do like and what you do want. And out of contrast, I try to explain to my clients that that's when you learn the most and that's when you grow the most, because you can sit in your house in a little pink bubble and you're not going to really progress and move on. So as much as we don't like these things, whether they're inconveniences or tragedies or whatever they are that you don't like and you don't want, when they happen, you'll see that later you'll notice. You learned something, you grew from it, and chances are something positive comes out of these contrast events. You can call them silver linings, but a lot of times, and most of the time, when you look back on those times and say, you know what, if that thing didn't happen that I didn't like and I didn't want, I wouldn't be in this awesome place now. And so maybe you wouldn't have chosen that event, but this is what pushes us along our journey. and keeps us growing and moving. And so that's what I mean by cognitive therapy, changing the way you think. I'm still using traditional mental health counseling, but in a different, coming from a different angle, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's spend some time. I want to talk about your clients and, well, what is it that they're looking for and what kind of goals do they come to you with? Is there anything, I guess any kind of common thread you're seeing?
Well, most of them come with a lot of anxiety and a lot of depression. I don't have any really chronically mentally ill clients. They're more just people that are going through a stressful time and need help, as we all do. And so, you know, I teach them different techniques, how to calm down. And, of course, the way you're thinking is going to, directly relate to how you're feeling. So if I'm changing the way they think, then they're not going to be as anxious and depressed. And it's just the way you think creates your life. And I also try to, you know, teach them, I call it improving their relationship with uncertainty. Because if you live in the past, you're sad. And if you live in the future, you're anxious. So be here now, be present, be mindful. So when you're living in the future and you're doing the what if things go wrong? What if this? I tell them that you're making it up. You don't know unless you fight this. You don't know how it's going to go. And so saying, what if it goes bad, you're making up things to upset yourself. You can just as easily say, well, what if it goes well? It usually does. You know what I'm saying? So I always ask them when I meet them, what do you think this means? The quality of your life is directly related to your relationship with uncertainty. And they usually get it, that if you can have a better relationship with uncertainty, you're not so scared all the time, you know, and you realize eventually that things happened in the past and you got through it, and in the future, if things don't go well, you will handle it, and again, you will grow from it, and you will learn from it, and maybe something positive will come out of it. So again, it's all changing the way you think so that you can navigate your life in a more peaceful, calm way.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, moving forward, Lisa, I'd like to know what your goals are. What's on the calendar for 2020?
Well, I just opened my own practice. I was with a big group practice, and I mean big, like two dozen of us in this huge practice with this huge waiting room full of people. And I finally got the courage to go off on my own. I have my own office, my own waiting room. When my clients come in, they're the only one there. I leave them nice music and snacks, and they can, you know, decompress as they wait for me to come and get them. And my office is very serene and calm and beautiful and overlooks a lake with ducks and the whole thing. So it's a totally different atmosphere. So that was my big change, I guess, in 2019. 2020, of course, I want to continue to attract the type of clients that are open to this way of thinking, you know, because this excites me very much to think that I'm going to be teaching all of these people self-love, empathy, how to improve their relationship with uncertainty. And then by default, if you want to say, they teach their children. And so, you know, I teach them to meditate, and I also use EFT tapping, emotional freedom therapy, and all these things that I'm teaching them is trickling down to their children. So I think in the future, if possible, we can have a much more calm, peaceful, loving people. If this keeps going on, you know. So that's as far as I've gotten. Of course, I'd like to find new ways to, you know, get the word out that this is the way that I handle my therapy practice. And this radio show hopefully will help you with that. And like I said, I am on all the social medias. I post every day. I have a professional page on Facebook, Lisa Tacho, LMHC. I have my Twitter. I have my Instagram. And I have a couple other Facebook pages as well that I post on. One of them is actually called the South Florida Law of Attraction Group. And I have another one called iMindfulness, like iPhone iMindfulness. And another one called the Mindful Therapist. So I'm always posting. I'm always, you know, finding memes or articles or things that I think my clients would enjoy. And also anyone else that comes across my page. And hopefully they'll see what I'm about. And when they need help, they'll come to me.
Okay, very good. I will say we're just about out of time here, Lisa. So we're going to take a little break. Again, you can be found online at themindfultherapysolution.com and on Facebook as well. And, Lisa, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're quite welcome. And a big thank you to our audience as well. We're back in five with another guest. Don't you go too far.